In this video, we'll show you how you can access your driver's IFR logs without using a debugger. The in-flight trace recorder is a circular log buffer that records activity from both kernel mode and user mode drivers. First, configure your driver project to use the in-flight trace recorder. Next, add some WPP trace calls to your driver. This is how your driver writes diagnostic trace messages to its IFR log. Now you can access a kernel mode driver's IFR logs from user mode without connecting a debugger. To do so, you'll use a script called getifr.ps1 that you can download from the WDF repository on GitHub. We'll run this script to obtain traces for the WinUSB driver that is included with Windows. First, open an elevated PowerShell window and type getifr.ps1-service /winUSB. The script produces an ETL log file that has the same name as the driver's service. Now you're ready to examine your kernel mode driver's IFR log messages. Let's use traceview.exe to view the log files. This is the winUSB.etl trace that we just captured. We can use the log to examine the trace messages, their level, flags, and associated function names. If you're writing a WDF driver, there's a second IFR log you'll want to examine. WDF maintains a separate IFR log for each WDF driver. This includes WDF-specific diagnostic information. You can also use the getifr script to access this log. Just add one extra switch called include kmdfifr. This time, the script produces an ETL file called kmdfifr for winusb.etl. When we open the trace in TraceView, we can see a lot of WDF-specific information. For example, we can see that the driver made a WDF registry-related API call here that returned an error status. You can use both logs to troubleshoot and debug your driver, all without having to set up a debugger connection.